This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Anne Henninger. She's the Texas State Director for Concerned Women for America. Right now, her organization, along with many others, are very upset at the plans of Planned Parenthood, who are building their largest facility by far to date in Houston, Texas, a planned facility covering 78,000 square feet, including an entire floor devoted to late-term abortions. And Anne, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously, there are many Planned Parenthood abortion clinics around the country. Is it mainly the size of this facility that has you very concerned, or is there more to it than that?
The fact that it's so large tells us that they are anticipating a greater number of abortions, and of course, we want to stand against that. I don't think that we are surprised that they are still in the process of building clinics, but the very audaciousness of building such a large one in a minority area of Houston speaks to their heartlessness.
Talk a little bit about what they've said about this and what they've admitted to, what they haven't admitted to, about why they're doing this.
Well, I can only assume that it's economic with them. They know where their business is, and that's where they're going to put it. To my knowledge, they have not given us any good information on why it's there, other than we can assume that.
And in terms of the minority population, talk about that a little bit more. You're planning a protest, actually, against this facility on January 18th, which is the official observance of Martin Luther King Day. What is the significance of their placing this in the minority community, and how does that tie in with the history of Planned Parenthood?
Well, if you look at the statistics, we find that minority women have more abortions than white women do, or Caucasian or any other race. So they have put it close to those areas to be accessible to them. I think that it just speaks to their disdain. And we know that Margaret Sanger was a racist, and we know that she began this, and I don't think they've moved that far from what they have said. You know, our president, Wendy Wright, has said this. Parenthood tries to deny its long-held goal to target minorities for abortion. This mega abortion mill exposes the true motivations of Planned Parenthood and their supporters. It's centered smack in the middle of minority neighborhoods with one floor set aside for late-term abortions.
Which is against the law, correct?
Well, some forms of late-term abortions are against the law. The partial birth abortions are against the law, but other late-term abortions are legal. And if we knew the truth, they are just as heinous, but we have no law against them.
We're talking with Anne Henninger, Texas State Director at Concerned Women for America. Anne, tell us a little bit more about the protest scheduled for next week.
Well, on Sunday night, there will be a prayer meeting, a prayer rally held at Grace Community Church in Houston. It's very close. It's there on the Gulf Freeway. And it's from 6 to 11, and that'll be a prayer vigil. On January the 18th at 9:30, they will gather at the Catholic Charismatic Center parking lot, 1949 Cullen, for praise and worship and to hear from the leaders who will lead Justice March. It's being called Justice March. At 11:30, the Justice March begins, and it will go through some of the neighborhoods there on the east end of Houston there, while a prayer vigil is going on at the Planned Parenthood facility there. And then at 1 o'clock, there will be a press conference with the national leaders speaking at the Justice March there on the Gulf Freeway. That facility is at 4600 Gulf Freeway.
And you mentioned this is probably economical. They see a possibility for many clients there. What is it about Houston do you think that has so many potential clients there?
I don't know that there is any one reason for there to be more clients there in Houston than anywhere else. I just believe that it's the largest city, of course, in Texas, mm-hmm. and I believe that they have just concentrated in that one particular area where they know that they will have a number of clients.
What type of work is Concerned Women for America doing in the neighborhood, either to educate or to try and minimize the impact of this clinic?
Well, of course, you know that all over Texas today, people are getting alert to this, and we're encouraging many, many of our people to go to the march, to pick up, go to Houston, to stand and pray. Let me just tell you that Concerned Women for America has three main goals. We want to educate the people about the issues. We want to pray about the issues, and then we want to act on the issues. And this is one of those issues that we're doing all three. So we have alerts going out to people today across Texas to let them know they will be gathering to pray, and then they will be marching. So that's what we're asking our people to do. You know, one of the egregious things is that the sixth floor of this facility is for late-term abortions. And I think that Planned Parenthood is putting out some false information that they've known is false for a long time. They've been telling people for a long, long time that this is just a clump of tissue. But at 26 weeks, the central nervous system is developed enough for the baby to control some body functions. The lids are opening, their eyelids are opening and closed. The lungs are almost developed where they can breathe outside the womb. And it's exercising, it's stretching and kicking. You know, it's as long, almost as long as a sheet of paper, an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. Hold that up to your hand. That's how long the baby is. This is not a clump of tissue. This is a baby, and it has all the rights and privileges that American citizens should deserve.
Well, this is a very important event, and Anne, we appreciate you taking the time to inform our listeners about how you're striking back against this major facility from Planned Parenthood. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Anne Hettinger is Texas State Director at Concerned Women for America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.